Whoop.
Oh, that was my fault. All right.
I was confused.
All right, here we go.
Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your scrambling couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, December the 5th, 2016.
And this is episode 209.
Dude, it is almost 2017, dude.
I know. That is freaking crazy.
That's freaking me out.
And we are like 20 days from
Christmas.
Exactly. Exactamundo.
And we're almost ready. Yeah. More gifts to get.
Yeah, we're almost ready.
I don't have to worry about shipping.
I know. It's an amazing thing. It is an amazing thing. So I just want to say hello to everyone. We have had a great Thanksgiving. We're ready to share with you what we did.
After a month
of talking with you all. I mean, I think the last time, if I'm thinking right, that we talked to you all was like the 7th. Of November, if I'm thinking right.
It has been a minute.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had an anniversary. We had some other stuff going on. We visited some amazing people. And we just got a lot to tell you about. But before we get started, I want to lift my glass. A Russell Reserve single barrel bourbon. To the Valen Tavern. Who do we have with us today?
Valen Tavern up in the house. We have Zabi is here. Muhogan is here. JK Grammar is here.
What is going on, everybody? Let us know what you're drinking down in the chat room. Yeah.
Nothing.
You're probably like, Jay is drinking bourbon? What is going on? And
you have a reason for why you're drinking.
I have a reason why I'm drinking bourbon. It is amazing. And I can't.
Is it really though?
This Russell Reserve is amazing, babe. As I smell it, you can just smell the caramel.
I didn't smell caramel.
That's because you need to push past that, Renee.
Do I really?
You do really. So, with that being said, let's fade this out, and I think Hendo is going to ask us, or he's going to lead us into our next session, which is
Weekend Wrap-Up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh yeah. So, man, so where do we begin? All right. So the 7th was when the last time we did a show. So this was.
That was before the election.
This was before, babe. This was before.
Don't even.
This was before the election.
Yes,
and
I had a time of it.
Let me just say, it was good. We did not have a show on the 21st because I think by the 21st was when Renee had finally came out. Not came out, but I think she was in the stage of acceptance. Oh, was it? It's not even acceptance. I don't even think you're in acceptance. It's kind
of
like...
No, I've reached the acceptance.
Of the results of the election, of that part of
I've
grief.
I've reached acceptance. I mean, it is what it is at this moment, and it's what we have to deal with. I didn't deal with it well at first. To put it mildly.
You took a hiatus.
I did. I took a hiatus from social media.
Social media.
For like, 3 days? Like a total, I didn't log on to Facebook even once. I didn't check my texts. It was.
We didn't watch the news.
Nope.
We didn't watch anything. Well, I was on social media. I couldn't sleep. So we went to bed on that night. I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning and I just couldn't go back to sleep because I was watching things unfold, you know? And as JK probably said, he accepted that we're all going down in flames. I just sat there and I watched it happen. It was like, this is really happening. And sure enough, it did happen. It happened, and you know, we now have President-elect I'll say it because Renee said she's not gonna say it. President-elect Donald Trump. And it's been a thing, you know.
It's been interesting.
I don't think we need to rehash.
No, I'm not going to rehash because people have rehashed this a million times.
Yeah, I think it's the thing is.
So I'm not going to.
The reason I say not rehash is that, you know, if they follow us on Facebook, if they're friends with us on Facebook, they've seen it. You know, and if you want to see it, you know.
I made it public, so you can go see my.
Oh, okay. Renee's so public. Yeah. So
you can go see what and I you know what? Thought on the
you
matter.
Should. You know what? Do you want to put the link in the show notes?
Yeah. Sure. Well, sure. Yeah.
If we think about it, I'll throw the link in the show notes or whatnot.
But
after that, go ahead. What are you about to
say? Let's just say he has surprised me. I thought he was going to temper down his rhetoric, but he has amped it up. Like, he's like a spoiled child on Twitter, and it's embarrassing, to say the least. And he's making huge mistakes that, you know, that he might not consider mistakes.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, talking to, you know, President of Taiwan, that was kind of bad.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see how things unfold. But his supporters, he can do no wrong in their eyes. At all.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what he does, they're cool with it. So I think that we'll be fine. It's just going to be a little harder. The fight's going to be a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, 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 definitely. So I think that's enough of that.
Yeah,
depression.
I don't want to talk too much. The depression.
Of that great depression.
Yeah.
So next bit that we had going on was our Thanksgiving trip. That kind of led into our Thanksgiving trip. So we left on Friday, the 18th, and we got a slow start. But it was nice and relaxing. And we had this trip planned out, and it was going to be amazing. And so we headed out for Nashville.
Yeah.
Was our first stop, first leg of our trip.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that, you know, we were kind of slow getting out was I wanted to go by and pick up some stuff for, Uncle James to hook us up since he was letting us stay at his place. So I had swung by Kroger to pick up something authentic that he couldn't get there where he lives. So I walked into Kroger. Walked into the wine and spirit shop, and lo and behold, on the counter was Elmer T. Lee bourbon. And come to find out, this is bourbon that is hard to find and is not overly priced. And I got two bottles of it. And so I grabbed two bottles and just let everyone know, I've only drunk two bourbons in my life. And that was Maker's Mark, which was kind of like the Papa John's, I guess. I don't know. People correct me. I'm not a bourbon drinker. So it's like the Papa John's because it's like when you think of Louisville, you think of.
Oh, that.
Maker's
that,
Mark.
That what you, okay, that's yeah, what you mean. Okay.
And Woodford Reserve. So those are the two big names you think about.
You never drink. Wait. Okay. Yeah.
What?
I was getting named the wrong alcohol. That is not a bourbon.
What were you going to name?
Jack Daniels.
It's not bourbon. That's something. Yep. So Maker's Mark made my throat close up. It was kind of weird. And then Woodford Reserves I can drink, but I ended up giving the rest to my dad. So I swung by and got Elmer T. I had been talking with someone trying to find a gift. And so I grabbed two bottles of that. And then so we left for
Atlanta.
Nashville.
Oh,
and this was going to be our first trip where we rode along with a potty trained Maya. And how did that go, babe?
It went great.
She was amazing.
That chick handled a road trip like a pro. Very proud of that girl.
She did.
Not really any accidents really on the road, and it was great, and made it to Nashville without incident. We were super happy to see Nikki and Clark, as we always are, and so it was just really nice seeing them. That night, let's see, did we eat chicken? What did we eat?
So,
was it chicken?
Clark, it was steak night.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm super sad because Clark was thinking about me.
He was thinking about me.
And he did not make steak, which next time, Clark, Nikki, you're good having steak on Friday night, okay? I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yeah, because he thought Jay couldn't have steak.
You can do it.
Jay shouldn't be having steak, so.
You can do it. Right. I may have just a little bit, but we'll work it out. I'll eat a protein bar or something. You know, I'll work it out regardless. So
we had yummy chicken.
We had yummy chicken.
Oh, so good.
And yummy Brussels sprouts.
And sweet potato.
And I also brought with me a game. An amazing game.
Two games.
No.
Weren't there two?
There was just one.
Oh, that was the time before we went.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I picked up Mansion of Madness. And we played a little bit of that. And we'll talk about that in the media and tech in a bit. So just hold your horses on that. And got a nice little review on that. And then we left from Nikki and Clark's on Saturday after an amazing breakfast.
That was yummy. Thank you, Nikki.
And some, what was
it? You get treated like kings and queens down there.
It's because of the girls. That's true. And see, I respect Nikki and Clark. They tell us, you know what? You don't get this treatment if you bring your asses down and don't bring the girls.
Yep.
You bring the girls, you know.
Basically, that's incentive to bring the girls.
Yeah, so they got to hang out and be little assholes. They weren't little assholes, I don't guess. I hope not. I'm sorry if they were.
Are you kidding? People think they're amazing even when they are being assholes.
So we got down there, and then so we left from there, and then we headed on to Atlanta.
Yep.
Spent some time in Atlanta with Deidre and Chris and the big kids, my big kids.
Loved seeing everybody.
Yep.
August is getting so big.
Yep.
Can't believe my little nephew's not my little nephew anymore.
My oldest son, he is right at 6 feet now. I mean, he's right there at me. He and I got to hang out for a little bit and hang out with the big kids. They got to hang out with the girls, and it was a pretty good time.
Yeah, it was good.
And then we left from there, and then we headed for South Carolina on Wednesday.
Yeah, because we were actually going to see a friend of mine in Charleston.
What?
So we drove to Charleston, met my friend Jessica and her little boy Eli and her fiance David, and we had a great time. And every time I meet one of my mommy friends, it's just like, I've known you forever, even though I haven't. I feel like I have. So super excited to have met them and going back there, but we'll talk about that a little later. So we had fun in Charleston. We didn't stay the night. We wanted to get on to Columbia. Was mom there yet? Mom was already there and everything, so we decided to go on and go. Got to Columbia, stayed in my cousin's room. It's all good. So that was good. So the next day was Thanksgiving.
Yep.
How did you fare Thanksgiving?
I did pretty well. I had breakfast, and it was weird. Breakfast gave me a hard time that morning. I didn't have my coffee like I normally do. So with my lap band, I kind of drink something hot to kind of, after I sleep, when I'm sleeping and everything, stuff about my esophagus above my lap band closes up.
Right.
You know, and it's kind of like I have to drink something warm and hot to kind of say, okay, it's time to wake up. And, you know, and so, you know, I didn't do that before I got some breakfast.
Right.
And I was like, so I kind of had to get rid of the bacon.
I like how you say it. I had to kind of get rid of the bacon.
I had to get rid of it. So
very nice way to put it.
Yeah. So I had to get rid of it. And then I was like, man, there's a Dunkin' Donuts around the corner. I'm going to go get some coffee. So I ran and grabbed some coffee. Got a couple triple T's. Oh, I got triple T for myself. Oh, did I get you one? Oh, you went with me.
Yeah.
Because we got the lemon pepper. The lemon pepper. And then we ran by the grocery store and got the lemon pepper. So we came back. While I was drinking my coffee, the girls and I went outside. I blew leaves around, you know, because I felt like, you know, let's do something. You know, I'm not just going to sit around and just watch, Cousin Cynthia cook and stuff. And while, you know, your dad was already talking to the dad, you know.
He was visiting
quite well. So
I had fun just sitting around. I tell you the best part about going on vacation with the girls.
Yeah.
It's like I have automatic babysitters and everything.
Everybody wants to play with them.
So I get to just sit there and do nothing, which is freaking amazing.
I mean, Renee read like 4 books that she's going to be talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and just kind of a quick one, speaking of books, if you haven't already, go pick up Nikki Moore's book on Amazon, Chiron.
Yeah.
You know, it's out there. We'll have a link in the show notes. Kyrene, I'm sorry, Nikki. It's the bourbon.
Is it really the bourbon?
Kyrene. It's a long E, ma'am.
That's how I say it.
No, I was talking about me.
Ma'am, like it was me.
No, I was just saying long E, ma'am. You know.
The bourbon is hitting you already.
So then we left James on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and we decided to come straight back home. Normally we would go to Mount Airy, but we decided to come straight back home, which fared well because we were in Mount Airy in August.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to come straight back home. It was a good trip back. We kind of pushed it a little too hard.
I think so.
Because we were really trying to get back home, and that was the one time that, you know,
Maya had an accident.
And not only that, we forgot to change Zoe, and she had a leak through her diaper too.
It was like, I'm sorry.
We was like, oh, dang.
Yeah,
we were pushing it hard.
Yeah, well, I tend to do that now. Like, I admittedly probably don't pay as much attention to Zoe's diaper as I should because I'm so concentrated on Maya. But that should be coming to a close. We are going to start potty training Zoe in January. Hopefully have some all potty trained by the next trips we take. So
yeah. So
but everything went great.
It did. And while we are oh man.
You okay?
They hit just right.
Oh wait, just right or just wrong?
I don't know. They kinda hit the back right there real quick. So good Lord. Woo. That was interesting. So while we were in Nashville and we were playing, let me go ahead and say we opened up the Elmer Tea League, which I want to say, you know, to Clark, Nikki, cheers. I think Muhogan is now drinking some of the Elmer Tea League that I left behind.
I'm drinking the same thing.
Well, no, he's drinking the one that I left behind.
Same liquor.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay, same liquor, but he's drinking a different brand than I'm drinking. He's drinking Elmer T. Lee.
Okay.
I'm drinking Russell Reserves, when he gets here, he will have some. I will, you know, I have some things. That's one thing I forgot to tell you, Clark, when I talked to you. We'll talk about it in media or food or somewhere. But anyway, so Clark and Nikki, they showed me the ropes and the ways of tasting bourbon and how to cut it and everything else. So the bourbon I'm drinking right now, which is the Russell Reserve, I'm not even cutting it because it is so smooth. It has a very caramely taste that I don't need. Caramely taste that I don't need to So there's that. Boom. All right.
You're cramping me up over here. You so feeling we, a little bit? A little bit.
So we came back on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, we put up Christmas tree lights.
We did. Christmas tree lights.
Christmas tree lights.
Okay.
So what's the story on the Christmas tree lights?
Oh, gosh. The twins love Christmas tree
lights.
They
love Christmas tree lights.
So much that every time they see any lights, whether it's on a tree or not, Christmas tree lights. Christmas tree lights, and they don't just say it once. They say it, I don't know, a billion times.
And they don't say Christmas light. I know everybody's like, we talking about Christmas tree light. You talking
they
about
say Christmas tree?
They
lights.
Say Christmas tree lights.
It's super cute if you can hear it.
It is.
We actually need to record it. Actually,
okay. They actually need to do a show. I don't. They are pod fading right now.
Yeah, they are. They haven't done a show in a while.
So I need to set them up so they can do another show. Maybe we can have Zoe sit on your lap over there. Uh-huh. And then over here,
Maya sit on your lap.
Yeah, because I'm gonna have them both sit on my lap.
Well,
so.
You know, Maya's in a mommy phase at the moment.
Yeah. So
I don't know what the deal. Yeah. I'm like, what? I'm your favorite person now. What?
I know. Enjoy it while you.
Enjoy it while
it lasts. You know what I'm saying? So,
but not last too long.
Yeah. So, they're enjoying the lights. And speaking of Christmas tree lights, we took our first trip into Lights Under Louisville. And what is Lights Under Louisville?
Lights Under Louisville is the place. This place is called Mega Cavern, and they actually light up the lights.
Like light up the lights.
There's lots of Christmas themed lights down in the cavern, and I knew it was cheesy, and it was, and it wasn't worth the $30
right
that it spent. But I wanted to at least say, hey, we did it. So then I came back, man, I wish we had done it. Nope,
right.
I already did it.
Right. So
don't worry about doing it.
So we did that on Saturday.
But they liked it.
They did. They did.
But we could have also just drove through a neighborhood and got the same effect.
So yep.
Take that as you will. But I look forward to taking them out in the neighborhoods closer to Christmas when most of the houses are already decorated and they're gonna have a blast out there. So
oh yeah man. And then when we were coming back from South Carolina, so Renee's supposed to be going back to Charleston to meet up with her friend that we met in Charleston. You know, she said her fiance, they're getting married in January,
right?
And the plan was for all of us to go back as a family. Mm-hmm. and celebrate the wedding with her. As well, on top of that, is that Renee will get some mommy time. Me and the girls will kick it,
right?
You know, in a hotel while Renee and her friends that you know that her from her birth group, as they would call it, are her mommy friends, are. Right. Her sisters, okay, is what I like to call them. So the girls' aunts. But she's supposed to be going down. We're all going to go down as well.
Right.
And so I started thinking, the wedding's on a Sunday. This is a long trip. And I think everything would have been fine. But I was like, you know, Renee, you know, how would you feel about, you know, coming back to Charleston by yourself? You know,
and I thought he was kidding.
And she thought I was messing around because, you know, we've had discussions before and the girls are getting older and Renee's been doing amazing things. And I know it's going to be rough. It may not be rough.
It's not going to be rough.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to make you feel good.
What, with
it's
the girls?
It's going to be so hard.
It's not going to be rough with the
with
girls.
The girls.
So.
But you know what, babe? I'm doing it for you.
I figured out why I didn't act super excited at first. I figured it out.
Well, you thought I was gonna
take it back.
Are you serious?
I was trying to figure out why. I was like, if I act too excited, he could be like, you know what? Never mind.
Really?
That was my irrational mind.
But you know what? I've seen people do some asshole moves like that. Yeah. So I can understand, like, why are you so excited? What? Yeah. You don't want to be around me anymore?
You don't want to spend time with me? You'd rather go out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know
so
what?
That was my...
You know what? That explains a lot. You know, and I'm actually glad you said it because I was kind of like, well, damn, okay. You know, maybe, you know.
Maybe she really didn't want that.
Well, I was like, maybe she really needed to go because, damn, she sure as hell didn't act excited. Maybe she just feel all beat up and shit. Like, damn, these damn kids, damn husband. God.
Well, see, now I can act super excited. You know why? Because everything's booked already. So.
That's right. So yeah. So Renee's having a mommy trip to Charleston, and I will be here with the girls. I have an open invite to the Moores if they would love to come up. I know Renee won't be here, which I know everyone hangs around me because of the girls, including Renee.
You know that's not true.
So
you know that's not true.
I absolutely understand that. But I'll have the girls.
Hey, if anybody wants to come hang with Jay and the girls, you're more than welcome. We have a guest room. We'll clean it up.
No, here's the thing, though. You know, if some come up, I'll take the guest room. I'll clean the master bedroom up, and we'll get that straight for
our guests.
And you know what? They will get the heated mattress pad.
Oh, man. See, now people are going to come up just for the heated mattress pad.
I would sleep my happy ass in the guest room.
I think the guest room's comfortable.
It is. But the girls are right there. And you know, I know it's cute. The girls will wake the neighbors up. The girls will wake the guest up with their sweet singing of Let It Go.
Yeah.
At 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to hear that.
So, if you are trying to sign up for this, it is official now. The Moores said that they are coming.
Oh.
So.
Nice.
If you were thinking about coming, JK, too bad, too sad. You can't come.
I mean,
you
can come, but you can't stay.
Oh, you can stay, but you're going to sleep on the couch.
Now, some people will say, you might not want to sleep on our couch. Let's just say we have toddlers and we haven't got the couch.
Oh, I was just like, we haven't done anything on the couch.
Where is your mind, sir?
Oh, that's the bourbon talking. So that'll be happening. Renee, I really hope that you have a real good time.
Oh, thank you.
Renee has an amazing Airbnb that she's booked. She's got the flight. I mean, I'm actually really excited for you. Yeah, I am. And I know last week I was menstruating. I'll admit. And
this is his.
This is
version
what?
of. I think you're the only person I've ever heard say that.
Menstruate. I was talking to Danny about it. Danny.
Does Danny do it too?
I mean, he was like, "Oh, you was a little emotional, kind of on edge." I was like, "Yeah," and two.
Does Danny have his moments?
Well, and then two, there were some things that happened during Thanksgiving that kind of keyed in off of that.
Right.
That I am going to refrain from talking about.
Yeah.
Because
good idea.
But yeah, and then also, you know, the bourbon is in there as well, and is nice. And oh, I want to say what's up to the Lavenders, our friends from the Down Under.
Yep.
Congratulations to them, to the new one. And also her recommendation of when I'm having Bloody Marys, if I am out of olives, that I can use cucumber. Say cucumber in a Bloody Mary is amazing.
Have you tried it?
I have not tried it yet because we don't have a cucumber, but I do have stuff for a Bloody Mary. So will say, Clark,
never heard of that before.
And Nikki, when you come, I have some bourbon that I'm going to talk to you guys about in this next section that we're going to ahead and go into. I guess I can put that in. Would that be immediately of food, or we don't do food anymore? I guess I'll just roll into it.
Well, I think you should talk about your update that you have.
Oh, okay.
In your weight loss.
Thing, okay, so we'll go into the media and food then. So, let me stop this right here, and let me turn this right here, and let's go ahead and go to some tech and media, everyone.
Tech, technology.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So, talking about some tech.
So, you got some tech.
Yeah, well, we got some tech.
We got some tech.
But I kind of let it. You can go ahead and just put it on me. I'll let it, sure.
Oh, I mean, you definitely led the
So we end up, we have dove into the Alexa, Amazon Echo realm. And so we have an Amazon Echo and a Dot. And I have to say, it's pretty neat. I was, when we were down at Renee's sister's house, we were impressed with Alexa, which is kind of cool. I have Alexa actually set up with our thermostat now. And I can say, Alexa, set the thermostat to 72 degrees.
Blah, 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 blah.
And it was like, setting the thermostat to 72 degrees. And it was amazing. You know, take it 2 degrees lower. You know, Alexa does some pretty cool things. I was, you know, like I said, I was impressed. We did grab the, what you call it, deal. What's it called? The Black Cyber Monday deal.
Yeah.
And, definitely we got it, and definitely amazed by it. So what do you,
I, you know me, well, I'm just like, eh, like it's it's cool.
Time out.
Do I need it? No.
No, but she'll use it like crazy though. But it's kind of like,
oh yeah, I'll use it.
It's like,
but it's like,
it's like when we got the free Kindle Fire. Renee was like, meh, 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 I don't need no Kindle Fire. But after she barreled through 4 books during Thanksgiving, and she knew I had all these other books, she was like, where's my Kindle Fire? I do have one, don't I? And, you know, she reading that, ooh, almost dropped the F-bomb. She reading that bad boy right now. So, which is cool, which I'm happy about. And then also on Black Friday, I got to say, I did pick up one of those cheap VR headsets you put your phone in. So
I haven't even tried that yet.
I haven't tried it yet. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, I have tried it, but I've been trying it with the 2 big phones, so I need to try it with one of the phones that actually will work correctly. Yeah. So I'm going to give that a try here pretty soon and everything. So, techie-wise, babe, I mean, you have anything else?
Nah, I'm reading my Kindle again. It's cool.
Okay, and we'll talk about what exactly you're reading and everything. So,
I'm on fire.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into some, other tech stuff.
What?
DirecTV Now.
Oh, yeah. I guess
oh, my goodness. That. Look, I'm trying to add it. Go ahead and add it.
No.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it.
That's why I was going to.
So, last week, AT&T and DirecTV unveiled DirecTV Now. What DirecTV Now is you get 100 channels of live TV that you can stream on iOS, Android, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, for $35 a month, 100 channels. They don't have DVR just yet, but it's coming in 2017. And then if you pay for 3 months up front, you get a brand new Apple TV Generation 4, which ours will be here soon.
Yes.
So we signed up for it. I love it. The reason I love it is that, one, we can play it on our Amazon Fire TV. Two, we now have the kid channels that we couldn't, that if we add a Time Warner cable, it would cost us about $60 more.
True, but we don't need the kid channels.
I like the kid channels because there's actually,
why do you like the kid channels?
Because I can't watch Star Wars, some of the Star Wars cartoons.
So they aren't for the girls. It's for you.
Yeah, it's for me too, because I watch some of the stuff. So you can't, you know, just like with Netflix. Netflix is for you and it's for the kids. DirecTV is for me and it's for the kids. So, whatever. Whatever. God.
All right.
Lady.
All right.
I love you.
Love you too.
So, let's not even talk about this. I'm going to say, I hope Time Warner Cable doesn't listen to our show. Like, with our TiVo, with the cable card, we get the SD channels, so we get the standard definition channels of pretty much basic cable. And we have starter cable. So on our HD box, we can't get like AMC because it only does HD channels. But on our TiVo box, we get those channels. And I thought something was wrong. And I called Time Warner Cable /Spectrum. And they were like, oh, you don't have those channels. You only have starter TV. And they was like, well, do you want to add them? And Renee was looking at me like, shut up. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't tell them that we get it up front or anything.
Just shut it.
So I got quiet. I didn't say anything. But now, if they come and they find out, we'll have a way to watch these shows. Right. Oh, and we get BBC America, Doctor Who. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Which we're so behind on. It's ridiculous.
I know. But the fact that we can get it now and we can watch Sherlock Holmes when it comes out.
That's exciting.
If it doesn't come out on PBS. So that's why I'm excited. And the $35 a month 100 channel package is an introductory price, which after this introductory price is going to be $60 a month. So it's going to be $35 until you cancel. So
you got it on the ground floor.
I got it on the ground floor.
We all know my husband is an early adopter.
This
is his thing.
I am an early adopter.
Comes out, you are on it.
But you know what, babe? We are really close. If we wanted to, we could cut the cable.
Yeah.
I want y'all to rewind back, and I want y'all to see Renee's eyes when I said cut the cable.
No. You know what? I think I'm good with cutting the cable.
Your eyes went, you know.
I'm good with cutting the cable.
But I want the DVR feature to come into DirecTV Now first.
Before we cut the cable. Okay.
We kind of need it to happen.
Yeah, because we need DVR at our house.
Yep.
There's not many things we need.
I want to say congratulations to JK. We are in media and movies and stuff. I want to say congrats to JK. To his newly acquired PS4.
Congratulations. He got the bundle, too.
I know. We are slightly jealous. You got the Uncharted bundle.
I want Uncharted.
You know what I want? I want you to have Uncharted. You know why? I want to watch you play in the living room where we have the newly hung TV.
Yes.
Because I think it's going to be amazing. Because I did hang the TV up. Because the girls...
Well, you know what happens?
Were drawing.
If we do that, yeah, the girls were drawing on the TV.
The girls were drawing on the TV, and it was getting on my nerves. So I ordered a $22 freaking mount, and the mount on TV. It was my first mount TV I ever done, and I think I did a hell of a job. No one died or has died yet.
But the problem with doing Uncharted is that our TV watching might suffer, so we got to keep an eye on it.
It's not. How long does it take to beat Uncharted? I mean, come on now. It's probably like 16 hours of gaming.
You realize I'm not a good gamer, right?
Yeah. You play it for the story, so you play it on easy.
Yeah.
And it's Tomb Raider, but with a man with a ding-a-ling. And so.
Tomb Raider with a ding-a-ling.
Yeah.
Nice way to put it.
Well, I'm just going to say, if JK thinks Uncharted 4 is amazing, you need to go play Rise of the Tomb Raider. You need to play the Tomb Raider series.
Agreed.
The newer ones.
You
the
have
prequels.
A PS4. PS4.
Kids. You need to play. Did we sell our version, the first one that you played on PS4?
Maybe.
If you didn't, we should send it to JK to play.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, so.
Maybe I did. I don't think I did because I liked it a lot. So I think I kept it.
We have to look and see. I mean, I'm just going to say.
Yeah, oh, Tomb Raider is better than.
Oh, that's Malinor. Malinor coming in talking about Uncharted 4 is amazing. Tomb Raider is better.
Tomb Raider is better than Uncharted 4.
Hey, Malinor found a chat.
I haven't even seen Uncharted 4, and I say it's better.
What's going on, Malinor? Say hi to Mal.
Hi, Malinor.
And speaking of Malinor, I did watch, I did finish the season of Firefly, my holiday viewing.
But you're behind.
I'm a little behind.
And The Hobbit.
And The Hobbit. I do want to take a moment right now. I'm going to stop this music here. I just want to say a rest in peace to Ryan Glass.
Oh, yeah.
Shepherd Book. I mean... Damn it, Renee, I'm trying to have a moment of silence and you don't have your phone on vibrate.
You can cut it out.
Oh, you're so rude.
It's just Ron Glass. He's dead anyway. He didn't.
Okay,
he don't
see?
Care. What? Sorry. Sorry, go on. Go on.
You need to apologize to Ron, not me.
He's dead. I'm apologizing to a dead man.
Man. That's messed up.
Come on, Jay. All right.
Just going to say just a little bit for Ron Glass and Shepherd Book. He's one of my favorite characters in of all times. Just you know, who he was and everything else. So I was a little sad, you know, next to when Prince passed away. This is one of the, you know, I kind of put him and Prince on the same deal. So I was really sad about it. So, and I just want to say a huge thank you to whomever sent me Shepherd's Tale, by the way.
So. Yeah, I think that was cool. So, whoever sent Jay that, will you please stand up or whatever? Because there was no card or note or anything.
Yeah.
So I would like to know.
So thank you. Anyway, Mr. Ron Glass. Anyway, I think the bourbon is kicking in a little bit. I'm getting a little emotional. So, which I didn't get emotional when it happened. That's really the bourbon.
It's the bourbon.
That is the bourbon. That is seriously the bourbon. Or maybe just, it makes my truth, maybe this is like a truth serum. Maybe this bourbon is like a truth serum. You know, it's like, you will tell the truth, Jay. So, talk about Walking Dead, babe.
Okay. Walking Dead. We're almost done with Walking Dead. I don't know how I feel about this season. Okay, I like this season, but I don't like this season.
Somebody said, okay, Negan, with
no
your
spoilers.
No, him being cool.
Okay, yeah.
There's like, we remember what you did.
Yeah, like
somebody had said that on Twitter. It was like, look at Negan being all cool. But wait a minute, we remember what you did. Hashtag person's name. So it's like they are making him where he's like, you know what? He is very likable.
He is, and it's kind
of
like,
but then all of a sudden you snap back and say, you know what?
Hold up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, no. I feel you.
Yeah.
But Walking Dead, I think it's better than it has been in the past. The worst season by far was the farm season. I'm sorry. The worst.
Yeah.
So this isn't terrible. It's interesting watching the kids grow up.
Yeah.
So, tell me about Mansions of Madness.
So Mansions of Madness is a game that I picked up. It was one of the games that was by Fantasy Flight. They unveiled it, or they released it at Gen Con. Mansion of Madness is the second edition of a game that they've done before, which is kind of like a dungeon crawler where you're going through this mansion and you're trying to, well, it's part of the Eldritch Horror realm of our Arkham Horror realm of the Fantasy Flight games. And so you're trying to solve this mystery in the mansion. So it's a dungeon crawler cooperative game. The second edition allows you to use a tablet app or a application to lead the game. So basically you lay all this out, and you not lay it all out. You start off in a room, and then you have all these clues in the room. You have to figure out the clues, explore the mansion or the place that you're in, find out what's going on. And it's a great, great, great game. I mean, if you love dungeon crawling, if you love team working with friends, if you love Dungeons and Dragons or Pathfinder or any of that stuff where you're trying to solve a mystery with friends,
I like that kind of stuff.
This game was really great. It's not one of those games where it's like, oh, I'm going to beat you or you're going to beat me and we're going to go all mad to bed because I lost. So got that game. We played it with Nikki and Clark while we were in Nashville. Absolutely loved it. Had a blast with them. And I deeply want to apologize again to Nikki for solving her puzzle. I can't blame the bourbon. I had to blame myself for that, because when I see those type of puzzles, my mind works it out real quick, and I was all like, oh, you just did blah, 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 and then I said it too fast. So I want to apologize. There wasn't much cooperation in that puzzle.
I don't think you need to apologize again, but that was nice.
I really felt bad. So, And Renee helped me with a puzzle. You guys helped me. You and Nikki helped me with a puzzle that I couldn't figure out.
I like the cooperative aspect.
Yeah. So we solved the puzzle. We beat the dude. And then apparently the reason I love this game also is that it's like 1 to 6 players. So I can play this game by myself and the app will lead me through the dungeon. Mm-hmm. Also, I found Dungeons & Dragons, the Dritz Duerden game, cooperative game. I found that for 45% off on Amazon, which was, you know, I wasn't going to find it any lower. And I picked that up as well. So I got to play that one by myself. And then also, I felt bad, not felt bad, but Cole picked up the Wrath of Ashalon, I believe, the one with the dragon.
Right.
Because I know Renee loves dragons.
Love me some dragons.
So,
I do.
So now I have three of the four. I got to look at the other, the Terrence of the Underdark. But I have three of the four that I know of cooperative games from Dungeons & Dragons. So I'm really looking forward to playing those with everyone else or even by myself. I mean, because I can play them by myself and it's amazing. And yeah, I think we already said hi to Malinor for showing up.
We did.
We did? Okay.
We did.
And he's a Scotch guy. And that's fine. You can maybe teach me about Scotch and I can teach you about some bourbon. I learned a lot this week about bourbon.
I told Jay when I was a kid, I would pretend the apple juice was like whiskey or liquor. That's about as far as I got.
Yep. You read 4 books.
I have, but you know what? You're going to laugh. I can't remember the...
The other book?
Uh-huh.
So you read Lincoln? You read
Lincoln's Dressmaker.
The one with the mental illness.
The Soloist.
You read The Soloist.
I thought... Oh, so I hadn't read The Soloist before this.
Nope.
Oh, so I read The Soloist, Mrs. Lincoln's Dressmaker, and there was something after that, and I can't remember what it was. I just finished before the Viking one. See, it's hilarious that I can't remember the book. It must not have been that great. I can't remember the book.
But no, you finished Nikki's book. Then you finished Nikki's book before we got there. Wait a minute.
Well, then maybe it was Mrs. Lincoln's Dressmaker, and then I'm...
Yeah, you read Mrs. Lincoln's Dressmaker before the Viking Love book.
Okay. Then there was this Viking Love book, and it was terrible. It's like...
So... Hey, don't say that. Mal loves Vikings. Vikings are amazing.
Well, this is about some Viking from the past coming to the future. Supposed to be one of those sexy sex books. Let me tell you, it wasn't that sexy. I couldn't. The writing was terrible. Like, yeah, I know. The writing in the sexy sex book isn't supposed to be good, but this was... really bad, and I leafed through it. There's not very much sexy sex. So I was like, look, just no.
I'm sorry.
I used to read my grandma's steamy novels.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
there was always women with like bodices being ripped off.
But you did say the only good thing about the book was you got to imagine the Viking as
Chris Hemsworth. I didn't say it was the only.
Well, you said that was a plus of it.
Oh, I guess. So, yeah, I saw him as Thor as the Viking. So that was done. And I turned all of the books that I have read in about 8-9 books into the secondhand bookstore for a whopping
$3.70, baby. Yeah.
Hey, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
That's like enough for like a dollar.
Malinor said, Viking love.
Yeah.
Does my helmet make me look horny?
I can't even remember what it was called. Babe, Viking something.
Does my helmet make me look horny?
I understand. Yes. I get it. So now I'm reading American Gods on my Kindle.
Oh, wait a minute. So you read 3 books. We saw 4 movies. That's what it was. 3 books and 4 movies.
I didn't even write the movies down.
So the movies we watched were, we watched Central Intelligence with The Rock and Kevin Hart. Which was freaking hilarious. I liked it.
Yeah.
And then we watched Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah.
Which was shit.
It was shit.
Renee was very, very upset.
About what?
Because she got excited.
Uh-huh.
Because Idris Elba was in it.
I was super excited about
it. She was super excited.
I was like, yay!
And then the whole movie, he was Krull.
Yeah, his face was
not an alien.
Idris Elba.
Until like what?
Like about half a minute you see his face.
So like half a minute, end. You know, he's Idris Elba, and Renee was like, "That's horrible."
Like, really? Are we?
That's it.
Like, this man is a treasure. And y'all are wasting.
You're covering it up.
Yeah. Why are you covering,
Up his face?
Yeah. This makes no sense. Why?
So we watched that. We watched the remake of Ghostbusters. Yes. Or the female Ghostbusters.
Female Ghostbusters, yes.
And that was one more movie that we watched.
Are you sure? I think it was just three.
But we did watch Big Hero 6 this past
weekend. So that's four, yeah.
But there was one other movie I thought we watched.
Sure? That's a lot of movies.
Oh, Doctor Strange.
Oh, we went on a date.
We went on our anniversary. Did you guys know we were married 7 years on the 21st of November?
7 years.
7 years. So we went to the movies. And then after the movies, we went to Chili's. And at Chili's, they gave us plastic utensils.
Dude, seriously. I didn't know that was a thing. I was like,
They were closing like 40 minutes and they gave us freaking plastic utensils.
I was like, really?
Really. They gave us plastic utensils. But we went to the theater. This is the first time we went to this theater.
Yeah.
Where the people come up, they take your order, they go back, get your popcorn and shit, and bring it back. And oh my God.
So yeah, basically it's like a full service kind of movie theater thing.
Which is
pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
First time I've done it.
$9 popcorn was totally worth it.
But you get a refill.
And
so it's not like you don't get a refill.
Strawberry lemonade. You liked that, didn't you? It was yummy. It was really yummy. So, that's right, Melanor. Melanor, I went all out with Plastic Force for the anniversary. We did.
But and they had a good dessert.
And then we talked about like having plans. If you said you had a plan, if I cheated or something.
Yeah. We were talking about the different plans. I have contingency plans for every situation.
Right. Like if I cheated.
If you cheated. Like if you died. If. You know,
and
you
then,
lost your job. Just I have contingency. This is part of being a person with anxiety.
And
you make plans. For
and then we laughed, and then we laughed because she said, "What if I cheat?" I said, "I'm gonna kill you because I tell you I wasn't gonna come through it. I wouldn't do it again."
And then I said, "Well, with my dying breath, I'll say I told you I wasn't the marrying type." Because I did tell him that. Told him I'm not the marrying type, but
so we had a good laugh and everything. So it was a good time. We had a great time, and I think this was a memorable anniversary. Which you know I can say all of them are memorable.
No,
but
you
this
can't,
one
because it's not true.
Shut
I mean,
up.
You could say it, but you'd be like,
I can't say it.
You can say it.
That's right. And if you were to ask me, what did we do for our fourth one? I'd be like, I don't remember. I had to think about it for a minute. Because
exactly.
we went to Mitchell's one day. I remember we went to Mitchell's on our first anniversary, and I was super sad.
Oh, my gosh. I think Jay was the saddest he'd ever been in
yeah.
his entire life.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have his favorite dessert at Mitchell's anymore. And that was the whole reason we went to Mitchell's in the first place.
It was. Yeah. Oh, it was so sad. So... We've been playing World of Warcraft Legion.
Guess what I got?
Renee is mother effing legendary.
I got a legendary. And it was just like, it's so like, it's funny. I got it. I was like, oh, well, that happened. Like, it wasn't. It's funny how it just shows up. Like, there's no like fanfare. Just like, hey, here's your legendary.
Yep. Yeah.
Some wrists. Cloth wrists. So.
And their combat. So they alter your freaking rotation a little bit, which is amazing. Which my legendary is just a passive that I get a bubble every 30 seconds that, you know.
I didn't even look and see what it did.
It does something with it increases your pyroblast within the last 15 seconds, your last one or something like that. So you'll want to do a pyroblast again to get the 300% damage it does or something like that. And then also, Clark and anyone else is going to come by. I did pick up Blood Bowl, so I have the actual miniature Blood Bowl game that came out during Black Friday. So, super excited about it. I have the Orc and Human teams, and also I found my dwarves, and my dwarves and the actual new dwarves are coming out in January. So I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you, babe, about maybe playing in the Blood Bowl League.
Sure, go on.
The actual.
I don't know why it's like.
Shoot, go, no, go, go, talk go, to Jay.
She said, "Hey, babe, I'm gonna go play in the Bubble League." I'm like, "All right."
Well, they're playing bi-weekly, so okay. But
still, that's but fine. Even if y'all played every week, I wouldn't care.
Well, the game's supposed to be 2 hours now because it's supposed to be 4 minute turns. So
okay.
I may have to run some scrimmage games with you. So
okay, sure. Yeah. Sounds great.
Thanks, babe.
Sounds amazing.
You have been working. She has been working on that.
I can't wait. This is so. We right. are going to play scrimmage games of Blood Bowl. I'm so excited.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, all right.
You're doing a little bit too much. All right, so let's get to some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right, so Renee last night. So this is what happened with the bourbon stuff. It kind of started off here. Well, it kind of started off with I need me time too. What are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about?
Because Mal said I don't care, and I said I don't. I need me time too.
Oh yeah. Anyway.
Why are you analyzing what I'm saying? You're supposed to be talking
no,
about.
No, I didn't understand. I was like, no one said you couldn't have me time. Anyway.
I know no one's. Okay.
God. Renee made some bourbon chicken. And
boozy bourbon chicken.
Man, she used some Old Forester, 100 proof. And yeah, it was good. I had the last of it today. We could not give it to the girls because apparently it still has like 20% of the alcohol in it.
That yeah.
I'm glad we looked it up.
I had to look at a chart and I was like,
You know what we should have done?
What? Give it to them anyway?
We should have gave it to them. They would have slept well last night.
They would have. Someone in my mommy group said that. Like,
did it?
Could have gave it to them. Probably would have slept really
they
good.
They would have slept well.
They did. They've been sleeping better though.
They have. Yeah. They have been. I've been shopping for bourbon. I'm not going to say why until
after Christmas,
but I have been shopping for bourbon for some things. But I've been but with this, I've been buying myself bourbon, and like I said today, I'm having some Russell Reserves. I have a discontinued bottle of Old Granddad, 114 proof. I have some Bullet Strength Cask. So I have a lot of bourbon that can't be bought outside of Kentucky. So I cannot wait till Nikki and Clark come so that we can have a bourbon tasting. And today, I got invited to my first bourbon tasting today, babe.
You did? Where?
I did. We're not sure yet. Kevin Wood wants to have it, and they want Eric to host it. So, I'm excited about this bourbon tasting. So, I may have to get an Uber. So, but yeah. Mal, yes. Bourbon makes the Valentine cast great. You should have been here for the Bloody Mary Valentine cast. And the other reason that we're here in the food section, which we normally don't do, is we made some 15 bean soup. Renee had a recipe for that. That was amazing. And Renee has this amazing chili, easy one pot. Is it a one pot?
It's a one pot.
A one pot chili recipe that is to die for. Mm-hmm. So much that the bean soup was and the chili were on last week's menu.
That was it.
That was it. And this week, it's on this week's menu.
And that's it. and the boozy chicken.
And the boozy, oh yeah, the boozy chicken. And the only reason the boozy chicken was there because she had already defrosted the chicken. So
I had to use it.
So we had to use it.
But
so.
there will be no more boozy chicken in the future.
Yep. And so, and I have extra bourbon here, so. Oh, darn. That means I'm going to have to drink that Old Forester.
Oh, darn.
With Clark and by myself and stuff like that. So I'm happy. I am making my way through this bourbon. I am learning to enjoy it. Like, This bourbon here is meant to just to be enjoyed, you know, over an hour or so. And I've really been enjoying it. And the other reason that we're here, because Renee wanted me to share, you know,
I'm proud of you. You need to share these things.
With my weight loss and everything else, everything's been going pretty well. I was kind of stuck at a plateau, which was fine. I mean, this is a lifetime change. You know, I'm not too worried about it. Well, I am worried about it, but it's not like I obsess over the numbers.
Right.
But I found my measurement chart that I had when I first got the measure. When I first had the surgery, and I remeasured myself, and I actually ended up losing 33. I've lost 33 inches since February.
Whee!
So,
good job.
Yeah,
I am very proud of you.
Yeah, and I'm want to say thank you to everyone for the support, especially a huge thank you to Renee for being an amazing support to me and helping me out. I mean, as she is the way she is with Maya, being potty trained with the girls, with breastfeeding, Renee is one. If Renee can be in your corner for something, she's the best person to have in your corner.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
And I have to say, babe,
unless I fall asleep on you.
Yeah. I mean, for the support that you give and the support you give to everyone, I would take you falling asleep. I'm not really listening,
uh-huhs,
and everything else, because when it comes down to it, and it's, you put the pedal to the metal and the shit to the toilet, or whatever you want to say, she's there, and I can't say enough. And that's one of the things I thought about as I was saying, you know, hell yeah, I want to go with you to Charleston, because shit, I want to meet Raina.
Sorry.
And all the other cool chicks that are there.
And more people are talking about coming.
I know. But you know what? It's all good. I'll get to meet Raina and everything else. And yes, JK, I even take Renee's freaking eye rolls that can move mountains.
You love my eye rolls.
I do. And let me just say,
powerful.
This was the show that last night I told Renee, I want to do shots for every time she yawns.
But
she said no. And this is the show where we should have done that, because you have not. Oh, that too?
Like four.
Oh, is it four? Oh, I haven't even been keeping count. See, bourbon makes me realize that Renee's not yawning either. So, but I am going to finish this bourbon, and I am going to mute this music. Oh, do you want to talk about potty training, or is that from last?
That's from last time.
Okay, so we're not going to talk with Mr. Feisty, but we are going to play some Feisty, because we got something to tell you.
Valentine's.
Ends.
I'm pregnant. No, I'm just kidding.
Renee's pregnant.
I'm not pregnant.
She's not pregnant.
I am not pregnant.
We did. The reason I wanted to play that is that because we did go to lunch with Mr. Feisty.
We did.
And we got to talk, and it was good catching up with him.
It's funny. He lives right across the river. We have not seen him since like the Nerdtacular.
Yeah.
It's so hilarious.
Yep. And speaking of Nerdtacular, Renee and Jay will be there for Nerdtacular 10.
It's the last one.
It's the last one, as it is. As we know it is.
No, it's
now.
Okay. It's going to be the last one. This as it is thing. Okay, it's going to be the last one. It's going to be the last one. But twins are not coming. I apologize for all of you all who want the girls there. Sorry.
Unless I start some kind of GoFundMe.
No.
To get the girls there, but you know what?
To include a nanny, because I would like to have some time.
Exactly,
without them.
Because that's the thing. If we're coming, we don't want to see them little munchkins. I mean, I love them to death.
Everybody else can keep them.
I love them to death. You know, Nikki and Clark, they can stay with y'all. You know what I'm saying? How about that? Somebody's gonna keep them, because it ain't gonna be us. Damn it! You know, mommy and daddy, we're gonna have fun. Not saying we can't have fun with them, but, you know, we're being a little selfish. Huge thanks to family and friends that, you know, for that. So, yeah. If you want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. If you sent this email, I apologize. I haven't checked it today. We've been scrambling. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. Facebook page, babe. Where is the Facebook page?
Facebook.
Tell them. Tell them now.
Okay. Facebook.
Tell them now.
The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video of this and prior episodes can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Huge thank you to everyone in the Valen Tavern. I want to say thank you to Clark for Moohogan for drinking some bourbon with me virtually. I can't wait till you guys are here so we can do it together. Mal, if you're drinking some scotch, or and Nikki for drinking your water. I love you guys. So, yeah. I don't know what else to say.
We can end the show here.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, y'all.
Should I fade this out quicker, or do I just let them listen to...
Do what you normally do.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, y'all.
I messed up.
Well, you've indulged, so you aren't quite on your game.